Our next guest made history this week. Eric Kratz of the Pittsburgh Pirates. First player to pitch and catch for two different teams in the same season.
That's awesome.
Since 1879.
15-3 Giants. Well, looked like Sean Rodriguez was getting a certainly lobbying to pitch. Instead, Eric Kratz for the second time. Eric Kratz for the second time this season will take them out.
They scored in the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth.
Whoa, 52 miles an hour.
That's not funny.
Hey! Strikes out Brandon Belt. How does a position player feel in a situation like that? Deep to center. Polanco, a nice catch. And a scoreless inning for Eric Kratz.
First clean inning any of the pitchers have had since the third.
Way to go, Kratz.
That was the audio of Eric Kratz's performance against the San Francisco Giants. Eric Kratz coming on to pitch in relief, and I do mean relief, for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Eric Kratz joins Kevin Barker and Jeff Blair in Baseball Central. Hello, Eric.
How we doing, guys?
We're doing well. It's Barker's happy that you still like him. He was a little concerned with the email that said that you didn't like him. So
right. Is that true, Kratz? That you don't like me anymore?
I said I would do it as long as he would send an email and then wait 30 minutes to respond.
That's awesome.
It worked out well. Thanks very much for doing this. Hey, you know, all kidding aside, what goes through your mind in that situation where you know, you've already done it once this year, and I don't think that you're necessarily sitting around and going, "Hey, if I do this again, you get to make history." But when you're put in that position, what are you trying to do as a position player coming in to pitch?
I mean, the lighthearted part of it, I'm just trying not to blow my arm out. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to get through the inning without, you know, being able to still pick my wallet out of my pocket the next day. So I'm just out there to try to throw strikes. And, you know, being it was the second time I got to do it, I feel like this time I had a little bit more fun with it. I really broke into my bag of tricks and got my punch out of the way, so that's good for me. But it's something that is, you know, in the business and the professional side of it, hopefully it helped out the team. You know, hopefully it helped out the team from one extra guy having to throw. I mean, I'd do it more often if it really, you know, if managers would allow it so mm-hmm. that we could, you know, save the bullpen more. And I mean, Bark knows how much that can help a team down the road. So it's something that I'm willing to do if it helps the team, for sure. Being the, you know, kind of being the low man on the totem pole, is you got to figure out a way to help the team any way you can.
Yeah, Kratz, you just mentioned the low guy on the totem pole. You're 36 years old. You just turned 36. Just sort of, whenever I was sort of looking up your year and I was thinking, man, this, when I was reading it, you could just put Kevin Barker's name and then scratched out your name, and this would have been me. You started the season with San Diego. You were traded and cut from the Astros. Then you went to the Angels in AAA, and now you are with the Pirates. You know, I just said you were 36 years old. Is any of this getting old? Like, everybody says you're a professional baseball player, and, you know, I know you as a family man. I know you, you know, you have a wife. All these things, you want to be around them. I'm sure it's very hard on them. Does this ever get old, doing this four different teams and still trying to play baseball?
Yes, actually, you are 100% right. It is. It gets old.
Mm-hmm.
It gets old, and it's, you know, it's not the baseball part of it, because I've seen, and you know how it gets when you're this age. You can still play, but teams go in other directions, whether that's right or not right. You know, they go in other directions, and it's something that is not. You know, if you're – I've actually, since Father's Day last year, I've been with 8 different organizations and 10 different teams, including AAA and the
Wow.
big leagues. So it's something that it's been really humbling that 8 different organizations have been like, well, you know what, we could use him, mm-hmm. whether it's a fill-in role or not. You know, it's still – they have interest in me when some guys aren't getting jobs. But on the other hand, you know, we got three kids, and
yeah,
and my wife is, she's over all the moving around. She still likes baseball, but she's over all the moving around.
Kratzy, what's your approach mentally when you do those things? You just mentioned all the teams you were with, and you know, trying to find comfort in going and saying, you know, day at a time that it doesn't matter if I go 0-3, I'm going to be here tomorrow. Well, sort of in your case, you know, at your point in your career, and I was there, I understood what I went through and how hard it was for me. What's the mental approach that you go through on an everyday basis? How hard is it for you?
It's pretty difficult in the sense of it's something that we have, you know, as prideful athletes, you want to do well. Well, you come to a new place and you're expected to do well right away. And when you don't, like myself at the plate this year, it's been, it's been kind of difficult to, you know, you're always trying to show people that you can do it. Hang on one second here. Somebody's trying to get my attention.
That's awesome. I'll take a six
we're
piece.
One of the children's museum, Barker. So,
sound like you're going through the drive-thru ordering food. And I said I'd take a six piece.
So it's like, you know, you're trying to prove to the new organization, new fans, or whatever, your new teammates that you can play. So it's knowing your routine. It's knowing what I have to do to get out on the field to be able to catch those guys, to be able to, you know, hit the guys I'm facing against and know the game plan that we're going into it. So let's put it this way. If I had gotten traded when I was 22, 23, and I thought I was the bee's knees, then I couldn't have handled it. You know, it's a bigger transition than a lot of people think of. You know, everyone wants to, well, it's not good here for me, I want to get traded, so I get a new place. And it's a bigger transition than people would think it is.
Now, Eric, you played four games with Kansas City last year. Of course, the Royals won the World Series. When you look back, again, a limited role, but you're in the organization, what do you remember from that year? What is it about that team, that organization, that makes it so special?
Top to bottom. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable professionalism. Long word.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy a vowel next time I say it. But it's something that you go through your career seeing unbelievable players.
Mm-hmm.
You go through your career seeing unbelievable people. You know, I play with a guy like Pete Orr.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he came up in an organization that was really professional. And you know, he handled himself professionally. That's how that organization, being the Braves, kind of molded part of what the Royals are. Dayton, it starts at the top with Dayton. They're the GM, and it goes to, you know, trickles down from there, and the guys are, the players know what they're supposed to do because the front office makes them aware of what they're supposed to do. There's not half the front office wants this, half the coaching staff wants this. It is a group of, I don't know, 150, 200 people from the minor leagues to the front office to the big leagues, all moving in the same direction. And to me, that's the biggest thing that they did incredibly well. Yeah, they had great players, but there's a lot of great players in the big leagues that never sniff the playoffs or never sniff back-to-back World Series.
Eric, we're going to let you run. We appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. Keep it going. I mean, that's a lot of teams in a short period of time, but keep it going.
I appreciate it. And, Bark, you guys... You guys, anytime you want me on, I will definitely have you on it. But don't get a big head about it.
Okay? Take care, Eric. Be well.
Thanks, Kratzer.
Absolutely.